Joined here by head coach Dylan Lowry, boys coach over at Tri-County. It's been a while here for Tri-County since they played. They ran into, tell me if you've heard this over the last week and a half, sickness running through area school districts. That's been the case at Tri-County. So kind of short-circuited plans for games last week. But we'll catch up with coach because games are going to be coming fast and furious this week. Conference play begins tonight with a visit from Grundy R5. Looking forward to this one, Coach. I think Grundy and Tri-County are going to be a real good matchup tonight. How ready are the boys to take on the Panthers?
I think we've had a long stint of no games, and we're excited to get back to playing. Anytime you have sickness kind of go through a small community, it kind of takes out the whole team. But we've been looking forward to our conference play and hit the ground with a tough competition tonight, really, with Grundy. They can score the ball well. They're well coached, but our boys are amped up and they're ready because they haven't had games. And whenever you have that much practice, you get excited, you're ready to play, and we've been able to focus quite a bit on them. So we're looking forward to it. We want to protect our core at any chance we can.
And if you want to be somebody that people look at and say Tri-County has a chance and this HDC, a loss doesn't necessarily end those chances because it's home and away. You get to play Grundy on the road at Gold again. But, boy, it's awfully important if you want to be a factor in a conference race to win your opener.
And that's right. We all know that Grundy's a top competitor in our conference this year. And it's something that no matter win or loss, we have to show that we have to be a force worth looking at. And I think we can score the ball well. We're finally getting healthy again. The boys are really kind of figuring out the offense. Some of those freshmen, they have had the learning curve initially, but I think we're ready to go.
When you've taken losses, you've given up about 65 points a game. You beat Breckenridge, kind of a rebuilding program, 60-19. I'm going to guess here, Coach, and just kind of throw a number out there that defensively you'd like to keep people under 50 instead of that number that I threw out there earlier. Is that kind of where you look at and say, if we can keep teams here, we got a pretty good shot?
I think so. We're not a high-scoring ball team. I don't think we're if we get to 60, we're really doing something special. And I like to keep it within that 50-point mark. We've got some guys that can score, but we can't go in a scoring run with Grundy. They've got quite a few that can score pretty much when they want at will. So we have to keep it slow down, run our tempo, and keep it in that 50 mark because I've told them even last night, let's not go in a scoring competition because we'll probably lose that race.
When you play Grundy, Coach, obviously, Cole Peterson's a good scorer over there. Zach Cross can score a ball a little bit. Do they have enough of a balanced scoring attack that you feel like that with Corbin Axtell, can you play him straight up one-on-one, or do you have to put a little bit extra as far as eyeballs on him, make sure that he doesn't go for 30?
I've got my senior, Derek Curtis, that in the past he's been able to step up and kind of hold him on his own, and that's a pretty tough competition there because he's also one of my leading scorers. So whenever you have to score the ball that much and play defense that much, it is a lot to ask of a player. And so we'll have to help off every once in a while to help on the drive and situations. But I think it's one of those that we have to mix it up. We can't just say one game plan will be everything for tonight. We have to be able to throw a few things at them and see what happens.
When you're playing your best, Coach, where do you feel like some of your advantages are? When Tri-County's really rolling, where do you feel like you can get some things done?
We're really good on our transition. If we can get out and run, I've got a couple kids that they can get to the rim kind of and make it really hard to be able to stop them. But my main thing is defensively, whenever we actually get them into the half court, we're just fine. We just can't. We've been working on our transition defense nonstop, and so that's kind of been our what we have to see tonight is be able to stop them, make them run half court, and I think we have a chance.
Yeah, to me, these next three games, we can even take a little sneak peek here at going to Gilman City a week from tonight on the 20th. You got Grundy at home tonight. You go to Winston, so you got to deal with Yahtzee and their outside shooters on their floor on Friday. Then you got your rival Gilman City on Tuesday. Yeah. Winston obviously lost a little bit to graduation, but I feel very secure in saying that Grundy and Gilman are both improved from last year. These are three really intriguing matchups to me that could go either way.
And that's right. It's good competition right before Christmas. You kind of have to have something to look forward to because, honestly, we're still trying to get to our best, playing our best. And that may not be until after Christmas. You never know because we want to get ready for districts. And these are all three teams that we're going to see at least two more times, potentially three. And so you never know what might happen, but we have to kind of gauge ourselves where we're at, where we want to be by later on in the season. And so this is a good, I'm excited, and I think the boys are too.
Yeah, some really good matchups starting tonight in Jamesport for the Mustangs. Coach, best of luck against Grundy R5 tonight. We'll talk with you again next Tuesday.
All right, thank you.